AP News, I'm Kaya Panjwani. President Biden and former President Trump are at the border today at separate locations. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says this presents a stark contrast.
One president was building a wall, President Trump. He was cracking down on those trying to cross the border illegally. He was supporting our CBP agents. He used his executive authority to stop illegal immigration. And the current president, Biden, he's doing exactly the opposite of all those things. He stopped construction on the wall. He halted deportations. He ceded operational control to the cartels and the traffickers. And he did everything he could to incentivize illegal immigration.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar added in speaking to reporters that Congress and the GOP should act.
House Republicans have no right to say they are focused on solutions when they're the ones who are creating the issue and walking away from solutions and walking away from bipartisanship.
The Pentagon's chief is on the defensive as lawmakers confront him over his secret hospital stay. The AP's Sagar Meghani.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin admits the Pentagon screwed up by going days without telling the White House he was hospitalized last month. But at a House hearing, Austin was adamant.
There was never any lapse in authorities or in command and control. At all times, either I or the Deputy Secretary was in a position to conduct the duties of my office.
Austin says the Pentagon's made changes to improve the notification process if he has to transfer duties again. But Republicans like Jim Banks say it's troubling that it took 3 days for the commander-in-chief to find out his defense chief was off the job.
Either the president is that aloof, or you are irrelevant. Which one is it, Mr. Secretary?
Austin says neither is true. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Texas Smokehouse Fire has grown to become the largest wildfire in the state's history. This is AP News. A new AP NORC poll shows fractures along party lines over aid to Ukraine.
27% of Americans surveyed say the U.S. is spending too little versus 70% who say we're spending too much or just the right amount. Among Democrats, 44% say the U.S. is spending too little on military aid for Ukraine. That's up from 14% in November. Among Republicans, 55% say the U.S. is spending too much. Only 14% say the U.S. is spending too little. Jeffrey Jackson, a Republican from Granbury, Texas, tells the AP the U.S. government needs to take care of our own people and then worry about the rest of the world later. Nevertheless, half of U.S. adults say it's highly important for the U.S. to focus on stopping Russia from gaining more territory in Ukraine, and a majority, including Republicans, support the spirit of Article 5 of the NATO military alliance and say they would favor deploying U.S. troops to defend a NATO ally if it were attacked by Russian forces. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.